Today, August 15th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Chicken Little gets funky. He's a little guy who turns a bonk on the head into widespread mayhem, only to become a laughingstock. We all know the story of Chicken Little, but surely we've never seen it like this. Rendered in state-of-the-art computer animation, Disney's Chicken Little follows the plucky fowl through his adventures after the infamous acorn incident. Befriended by other misfits and oddities, the little guy struggles to prove himself until his old nemesis, the falling sky, proves to be more of a threat than even Chicken Little himself suspected. It's fast, funny, and action-packed, with talent of the caliber of Zach Braff, Gary Marshall, and Joan Cusack. But will we fall for Chicken Little? Producer Randy Fulmer thinks we'll be knocked out. It's a leap forward for Disney, but from the earliest days when Walt pioneered an unheard-of feature-length cartoon called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the studio has never shied away from a challenge or new technology. The name Chicken Little might be synonymous with total panic, but at this moment, with less than 6 months to go before the release of Disney Feature Animation's first entirely computer-animated film, Randy sounds remarkably calm. Randy tells us, quote, "We're getting there. It's 100% animated. We have another 3 months to get it into final color, and we're working with John Debney, the composer. He's scoring the final music. We're doing sound effects, sound design, mixing, putting all the sound in. Once it's animated, people think it's done, but there's still a lot to do to put it in its final form. But we're in good shape," unquote. 6 months might sound like a lot of breathing room to most of us, but this is the home stretch of a 5-year process, one which united Disney Feature Animation's incomparable traditional pencil animators with the computer whizzes of CG animation. Randy tells us, quote, "Probably half our crew had worked on Dinosaur and other partially CG animated films, and half our crew had never done that. They had worked on things like Beauty and the Beast, and The Lion King, and The Emperor's New Groove, and they're pencil animators," unquote. Using animators who are trained in traditional animation is a break with tradition, at least insofar as an industry as young as computer-generated animation has traditions. However, the combination was a deliberate strategy on the part of the filmmakers, one that united Disney creative traditions with the cutting edge of film technology. Randy tells us, quote, "We thought it would be an interesting thing to hire half of our staff who were already computer animators and up and running, and the other half of our staff were excellent animators, great actors, great with movement, but didn't know the technical aspect. We sort of buddy-teamed everybody, and it worked. I think our traditional animators had a lot to teach the computer animators, and the computer animators certainly were savvy about the technical aspects and trained our pencil animators. Basically, Disney's foundation as a company is the artists that are already here and the knowledge. So the last thing in the world you want to do is throw that out. You want to bring that along and evolve it into the new technology," unquote. Randy himself is part of that Disney foundation. Trained in animation at CalArts, he was privileged to see Disney legends Frank Thomas and Ollie Johnston as guest lecturers. His own Disney career began as an effects animator on Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and he went on to work on The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Then came The Emperor's New Groove, which teamed Randy in his first producing role with director Mark Dindal, roles they're repeating for Chicken Little. Old Disney hands and new technologies have combined to create a family movie in the grand Disney style. Randy promises that the character modeling in Chicken Little is more fluid, flexible, and lifelike than what we've seen from computerized character models of previous films. Randy says, quote, "The biggest satisfaction to me is that the creative tradition of Disney got brought along into the CG world. People have seen this movie say, 'Wow, this is computer animated, but it really looks like a Disney movie,'" unquote. And speaking of tradition, are there any of the hidden Mickeys that grace many Disney productions? If there are, Randy claims that they'll be a surprise to him too. Quote, "If you find one, let me know. They didn't tell me about it," unquote. You'll have to wait until November 4th, 2005 to see Chicken Little for yourself. But the film's newest trailer can be seen on Disney Motion at Disney.com, so you can get a peek at what's in store. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.